Appreciate again the hospitality of being able to come and just stand up and see what the Lord will do for us this morning. And God's sure been good to us, hasn't He?
Amen.
I appreciate mothers. I buried mine in 09. She drank her liver out, and my mom wasn't a godly mother. My mama was lost. And I'm going to tell you boys and you girls something. If you got a mama here that's saved this morning, still breathing, you better hug her neck and kiss her neck and treat her like she's the queen she is. I sure wish I had mine around right now. I called my wife this morning bright and early and wished her a happy Mother's Day. And sure wish I had my mama around to do that too. And some of you boys and some of you girls in here, You rose up this morning. You didn't even go hug on your mama and kiss your mama and say Happy Mama's Day. Shame on you.
Yeah.
And you can come to an altar right now.
Amen.
You don't got to wait for the music to play. Really.
Amen.
Some of you ought to do that.
Yes.
My mom was a drunk and a drug addict, that suicidal as all get out. Tried to commit suicide at least once a month. And Mother's Day came around that year after she died, shortly after. And I preached on Mother's Day a message that Mother's Day on caring for your mother or appreciating your mother or something. I forget what I worded it. And you can pick out good things about a mother. My mama had me in the bar at 3 years old sipping beer. I grew up in the bar. My mom was out of her mind half the time all my life. I don't remember too many good memories of my mom when she wasn't drunk or high or messed up and kicking the kids across the floor, me being one of them. But there's good things about my mama. She carried me for 9 months. Amen. She cuddled me. I remember I was a rebel, splitting my head open all the time and getting invites, and she'd doctor me up and put this, even drunk or high, she cared for me. When something happens to a kid, they don't run to daddy, they run to mama. Rightfully so, amen. But some of you here this morning, you got a good mama, and you didn't hug on her neck or kiss her neck and say Happy Mama's Day or get her a card or pick her some flowers or something. Shame on you.
Amen.
You're sorry. You're a sorry thing. You're pathetic. You're backslid as hell, and you need to get right with God. How's that, mamas? Now, that was you mama's chance to say amen. It's true. It's true. And you got a mama that's living, you ought to call her up. You know, my sister, you know, is a crack whore, and she wouldn't go to mama's funeral. She sells her body for crack cocaine. And she wouldn't go. And I told her, I said, you're going to regret it one day. I don't think so. There's nothing left upstairs. One of these days, if she comes to herself, she'll regret it. And my mom might have drank her liver out. But I tell my brother, Jeff, I seen him just the other day. I reminded him. He's all broken down because Mother's Day is coming up and we ain't got a mama. And I said, well, I try to help him. I just shoot straight. I said, you and your sister put her in the grave.
Yeah.
Sit up, worry all night because he's out drinking, don't know where he's at. Best place, she rejoiced when he landed in jail.
Yeah.
At least she knew where he was.
Yeah.
She rejoiced when her daughter was in jail. At least she knew she wasn't floating in a river.
Yeah. Amen.
You better appreciate your mama.
Amen.
Say, what'd you do when your mama was living for Mama's Day? I went to the store and got a whole bunch of groceries and bought clothes baskets and took all the household needs over there to her. I couldn't give her money. I'd give her flowers because she'd spend the money on dope or booze. So I'd cover her whole little apartment floor downstairs with all kind of goods. But I didn't just do that on Mother's Day. My mama was poor. I did that when I got home. If I had any money, I'd go buy mama something.
Amen.
Because I was bitter for a long time about my mama. Thought my mama got me drinking and this, that, and the other. But she was just trying to give me the only form of comfort she knew of. And you got a good mama that knows how to point you to Jesus Christ, the one that can comfort you. You ought to hug her neck.
Amen.
And you ain't done that this morning, some of you sorry boys and girls. You ought to get right with God Amen. Before Amen. The service starts so you don't quench the spirit.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Now that'll help you. All right, look in 2 Kings chapter 4 this morning. You want to mark your place there in 2 Kings in chapter 4. 2 Kings in chapter 4, and look over here in verse 17. The Word of God says this. Now, I came to help you today, and I know you've been having a revival all week, and man, if you ain't right with God yet, I don't know what to do for you. I know most of the preachers that preached, and most of them got preaching them. And so praise God. Amen. But this will help you this morning, if there's any left. 2 Kings in chapter 4 and verse 17, it says, "And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elijah had said unto her according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father, to the reapers, and he said unto his father, My head, my head. And he said to a lad," what'd he say? Carrying him to his mother. "And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out." Look in verse 32. "And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed." Let's pray. Father God in heaven, thank you, Lord God, again today for the privilege and honor of being in the house of God. Thank you for these that have come out, Lord, not to hear from me or any other man, but the man Christ Jesus. We do pray that'll be the case this morning. I pray, God, that you'd speak, Lord, that your servants might hear. I pray, God, that you'd step through this piece of dirt and preach the Word of God, that your people might be edified, exhorted, and built up in the most holy faith. God, if there's any among us lost and undone and on their way to hell, I pray you'd save them. God, if there's any among us, Lord, still yet not where they should be with thee, I pray, God, that today, Lord, they'll get some help. Now, speak, Lord, and let your servants hear, we pray, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. Now, in 2 Kings 4, 17 through 21, you've got this familiar story here. And I want to just preach a little bit real quickly here this morning on simply what I've entitled. Oh, I didn't turn that on. My soul. I want to preach a little bit this morning here in 2 Kings 4, 17 through 21. I want to just preach a little bit this morning on simply what I've entitled, Needing a Resurrection.
Yeah. Amen.
You know what this woman needed? She needed a resurrection.
Yeah.
Now, here's one of them stories, and it's a sad story. The Word of God, of course, the Bible, you know, the world says a picture is, worth a thousand words. But, of course, the Bible says a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. So one word, amen, is worth a thousand pictures.
Yeah.
If it's the Word of God, amen. And so in 2 Kings 4, 17 through 21, we need to get a picture here formed. Needing a resurrection. Needing is wanting or requiring as supply or relief. Of course, resurrection is arising again. This woman here, she had a boy. She'd been wanting a boy all her life, and she finally gets a boy, and he dies. And you know what she needed? She needed relief.
Yeah.
And she's needing a resurrection in her life when it comes to this young man. And this morning, there's a lot of us, amen, that need a resurrection in our life of some things. We're going to talk about that real quickly here. Let me just talk fast, move fast, you write fast, listen fast, and then the real blessing is if you move real fast, you can get a good spot on the altar.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the blessing. Amen. I always wanted the best spot. Amen. I like it right by the altar. I was always first. Amen. Still am. Notice here in 2 Kings in chapter 4 and verse 8, the Word of God says this, "And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in hither to eat bread." Boy, that's a good deal. You notice the first thing here about this is you see the woman. She was a woman, a great woman. She was a woman of wealth, amen. And you see that in 2 Kings 4, 14 and 17. Man, she's in the position where every time this man of God came by, she said to the man of God, "Hey, why don't you come on in here, man? I'm cooking food." And he could smell it. He comes in there and he eats some dinner there. And so she says to her husband, he's an older man, she says, "Hey, She says, let's build a little room on for this man of God. And every time he comes by, he'll have a place to sleep and study and eat up some food. Amen. And what a blessing. Amen. This woman was a great woman. So you see the woman there. But then you see something else here in 2 Kings in chapter 4 and in verse 10. It says, let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in hither. You see the one, you see the wish here. You see the woman, then you see the wish. Say, what's her wish? You know what she wished? She wished she could just be a blessing to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't it be a blessing if we today just went out, amen, from the church house and say, I want to be a blessing to somebody
yep.
today.
Amen.
Amen. Now, you notice her wish there. Here's this woman of wealth, and she had a wish, and her wish more than anything is, I just want to be a blessing to the people of God.
Yep.
And what happened is, because that was her wish, amen, you see some great things happen. Man, if you and I would ever get to the place where we just wanted to be a blessing, you'd get a blessing.
Yeah. Amen.
This woman got a blessing. Why? Because she just wanted to be a blessing.
Amen.
Everybody wants a blessing, but nobody wants to be a blessing. This woman here wanted, her wish was, I just want to be a blessing. That was her wish. And so she got a blessing. Jesus Christ said, it is better to give than to receive. And she just wanted to give. And so when she gave, she got. Boy, I wish we'd get that if you don't get nothing else. In 2 Kings 4:18, look over there in verse 18. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father, to the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on a bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. So you see the picture here. Here's this, she wanted to. Her wish was just to be a blessing. So the man of God tells Gehazi, he says, hey, what can we do for this woman? She's being a blessing to me. I want to be a blessing to her. And so he says, well, she don't have a child, and her husband's old. And he says, okay, he goes to the woman, at this time of life, you're going to have yourself a baby. And she's like, don't lie to me. And that was something she longed for, was just a child. I got a message I preach looking for mothers, amen. Jesus Christ said there'd come a day when they didn't want to be a mother, amen. We're there, amen.
Amen.
Well, this woman, more than anything, wanted to be a mother. And all through the Bible, there's women all through that Bible. Hannah, more than anything, wanted to be a mother.
Amen.
Rebecca wanted to be a mother. Rachel wanted to be a mother. It was a reproach in the Old Testament and even up through the New Testament in some places. Not to be a mother. Here's this woman. And listen, this woman had everything. This woman had an old man. This woman had a big place. This woman had a field. She had everything. But all she wanted more than anything was just to be a mama. Oh, would to God we have some women today that more than anything, instead of saying, I want a career, I want a bigger paycheck, I want a position, would to God she'd say, I want to be a mama.
Amen.
What if God, we could get some mothers like this mother, listen, who had everything and said it's all nothing. I want a mama.
Yeah.
I want to be a mama. I want a son. I want some children. Amen.
Yeah.
And you know what happens here, of course? He says you're going to have a son, and she has a son. And then what happens is one day that son's out there in the field working with his daddy. And the son goes, my head, my head. About falls down, and servant scoops him up, takes him to daddy, puts him in the daddy's arm. Daddy says, go get mama. Take him to mama.
Yeah.
Puts him back in the servant's arms, and that boy comes in there, sits on mama's lap, and you can just see mama caressing that boy. The boy she wanted more than anything. Holding that little boy, holding that boy on that lap. Till about noon, then the little boy just went limp. He died. Spiritual.
there's mothers in here today, you've got a wayward son. You've got a wicked son. You've got a son that went to the world and is dead. You need a resurrection, don't you?
Yeah.
This woman, more than anything, she said, I want my boy back. She needed a resurrection. Why? She needed some relief. Why? She was down. And she just wanted her boy back. This woman needed a resurrection. And so you see here, you see the woman. You see her wish. She wished to be a blessing. And so she got a blessing. Now I'm going to tell you something. Whether you believe it or not sometimes, girl. Now listen, I got 5 daughters and 1 son. And I know about children. Amen. And preached 7-8 years as a chaplain in a detention center. I know something about kids, amen. And when it comes to mothers, sometimes you get to thinking, man, this is just, it's a blessing. And if you didn't have them children, you'd sure miss them. And she missed hers when he was gone. And you see the wander here. You wonder why. He comes from a field, my head sits down and dies on his mama's lap. I preach a message called, Why Me, Lord? Why me, Lord? You ever just looked up in the heavens and said, why me, Lord? That'd do you good. That's what this woman's doing. Amen. And you see the woman, you see her wish, you see the wander. You wonder sometimes why that stuff go. God lets that go on. And that's a message, amen. But then you see her want. In 2 Kings 4:22 through 30, she says, man, saddle up that thing and put the boy in here and man, put her in fifth and go and don't stop for me. Amen. Let's get to the man of God. And you see there, she wanted it bad, amen. She wanted that resurrection. More than anything, she wanted a resurrection. And you know what she did? She worked for it. God blesseth the hands of the diligent.
Yes.
And so this woman, man, she said, I need a resurrection. I need a resurrection. I need some relief. I'm down. And I need a resurrection. And she got down there and she says, I have to have one. And she worked for it. And can I say, when this boy came back up, it was worth it. But to get her resurrection, she had to want that resurrection and work for that resurrection. And when she got that resurrection, it was worth it all.
Amen.
And some of you mamas, the best thing you could do today is just, you know what God told me? And when my mama died, he said, why didn't you go out and pray for your mama 3-4 hours in a car weeping like you did when she died? Some of you mamas, resurrection. She needed a resurrection. She worked to get that resurrection. And when she got the resurrection, it was worth it all.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to just give you real quick here a few things in the area of all of us where you might need a resurrection. You know, we talk about, well, Jesus Christ resurrected. Well, praise the Lord for it.
Yeah.
Man, he came out of that grave. Well, amen. Man, he was down. He was dead. Well, listen, there might be this morning some areas of your life that are down. There might be some areas in your life that are dead. You know what you might need this morning? A resurrection.
Amen.
In some areas. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm talking about needing a resurrection. You know what some of us need? We need a resurrection when it comes to the Word of God. John 5:39, still in the Bible. Matthew 22:39, still in the Bible. Amen. You are not knowing the Scriptures nor the power of God. Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are them which speak of me. Say, what are you talking about? Some of you this morning, you put the Word of God down. It lays dormant. You don't read it like you used to read it. You don't believe it like you used to believe it. You don't love it like you used to love it. And you need a resurrection this morning when it comes to the Word of God. We need a resurrection. Some of you need to pick up them Bibles, dust it off,
amen.
Shoot the TV, shoot the computer, shoot them things in your life, amen, that you can't control. Pick up that old blessed black book,
amen.
Dust it off, put it inside you, and get a resurrection.
Amen.
This woman is down. This woman is dead. This woman is coming apart. Why? She needed a resurrection. You say, I'm dead. used to love it. And I'm telling you something. Listen, you better get a resurrection this morning.
Amen.
In the Word of God. Heard preaching all week and to run home. And you woke. Some of you woke up this morning and ran to Facebook or ran to email or ran to the hell box or ran to a newspaper. How many of you ran to the Word of God this morning?
Amen.
Need a resurrection. Why? Because it's down. See, her boy was down. Her boy was dead. When it comes to the Word of God in some of your lives, it's just dead. You ever just read the book and it's just dead? Dry, dead words? You need a resurrection in the Word of God. Amen. Over there in Matthew in chapter 4 and verse 10, you know the story. Matthew 4 and verse 10 and John chapter 4. You know, the Bible says, let's go to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew in chapter 4, I'm talking about needing a resurrection. In Matthew in chapter 4, the Word of God says this. Matthew 4 and look in verse 10. The Word of God says, "Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Some of us need a resurrection, amen. Over there in John chapter 4 and verse 23, the Bible says, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him."
Amen.
You know what we need a resurrection in? Worship. You know what, we came in here this morning, I didn't look, I don't know, but probably out there on the sign, amen, it says 11 o'clock worship service. But most of us never worship.
Right.
Most of us come in, amen, and it ain't to worship. Worship is one of them beautiful words. I like the, I found different definitions of it that cover it. I like this one. It is extravagant love and supreme submission. That's good. It is to adore. So it is to honor him, to honor with extravagant love and supreme submission. It is to adore. Now when you came in this morning to the house of God at 11 o'clock service, did you intend to honor him with extravagant love and supreme submission? Did you?
Good, brother.
I preach in Indiana, and I was preaching in Indiana, and there's a church over there that I preach in, and it's some of our black brethren churches, and I like preaching them. They're my friends, and I preach them all over this country. And anyway, there's this fellow, he'd come in there, and he would stand up, and I'd always ask him to pray. This real skinny, nerdy looking guy with big glasses on, you know. I said, "Would you open up the services there?" And I was doing a revival. "Would you pray for the preaching?" And he said, "Now, Lord." And he'd say, "Whatever you have come from the bowels of this preaching." That's how he prayed. The bowels of this preaching. Whatever you let living, whatever living water comes out of the bowels. Lord, I do pray that the people that are listening would just say yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Did you come in this morning and just say, "Lord, whatever you say, I say yes"?
Yes. Amen.
Good.
Hmm? Did you come in this morning and say, "Whatever God tells me to do, whatever God speaks to me about, I say yes, and I will, with supreme submission, get it fixed this morning"?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what God's looking for. What's he looking for? He's got all kinds of people singing his songs this morning. He's got all kinds of people open up his book this morning. He's got all kinds of people, that within his name anyway, stand up and proclaim some things. But he don't got too many people that will worship him. And as he goes in and out of the pews this morning, the Bible says the Father seeketh such to worship.
Amen, preacher.
Now, did you come in here this morning to worship God? I'm talking about whatever God tells you to do, do it. God's told me to do some weird things in church. I'm glad I did it. Really. I probably told y'all about what he told me to do one time. He told me one of the strangest things he told me to do is, in the middle of an invitation,
He said, I want you to go dump that money out of one plate, put it in the other plate, put that plate down on the floor, and sit in that plate and give yourself to me. I said, Lord, now, Lord, is that you? And then he said, yeah, now do it. Worship. That's not worship.
Amen.
Worship is when you come in and adore the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
worship is when you come in and honor Him with extravagant love and supreme submission. God, whatever you tell me to do, I'll do it.
Yes,
we need a resurrection this morning.
Amen.
Listen, we need a resurrection. Rising again when it comes to the Word of God. Rising again when it comes to our worship.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You need a resurrection. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians in chapter 10. Anybody need a resurrection this morning?
Amen.
In 1 Corinthians in chapter 10, I mean, really, what revival is you just getting a resurrection in some areas of your life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31, the Word of God says this. You know the verse. In verse 31 it says, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Now, you need a resurrection maybe in the Word of God. You need a resurrection when it comes to worship. I mean not just public worship, but private worship.
Amen.
At home. Yes. Amen. You say, man, I was in this service one time and I took flight and I ran around the church building. Well, I'm glad for you. I've done that too.
was in this church service one time, and man, I'm telling you what happened was God just seemed to move around. God was so thick, man. I preached at a church not too long ago. When I got done preaching, they sat still for an hour. And I know why they did. We was all afraid to move. We was afraid God would leave.
Yeah. Amen, brother. Amen.
The preacher, and I don't know how many of them, kept coming up and sitting in the plate. They were standing in line waiting for people to get out of the plate so they could get in. God so loved that thing. He went. He just hovered over that surface. It's like you could feel his heartbeat. And the people kept lining up. And they, the ones that could get down would go like this. Or they'd get in that plate and go like this. Or they'd take that plate. The one I had another plate of beer. They'd take that plate, the older folks that would, and they'd hold that plate. I remember old women and old men hugging that plate. God so liked that, he just hugged them. And after about an hour and a half, 2 hours of preaching, the people just sat still and looked at each other silently. Yes!
Amen.
Talk about worship!
Yes, sir.
What got God in there? Say, well, that's an experience. Well, I've ran around my house at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, amen.
In public worship. I mean, in private worship.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I've got on my face prostrate in the middle of the woods and said, God, I can't. In 1 Corinthians 10:31, it says, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. We need a resurrection with the word of God. We need a resurrection when it comes to our worship. Maybe you just need a resurrection this morning. Now listen to this. Maybe you need a resurrection this morning when it comes to your want to.
Yeah.
Say, what do you mean by that? Some of you in here, maybe once upon a time, used to want to come to church.
Yeah.
But now you feel like you have to.
Yeah.
Some of you once upon a time, amen, you used to come to the house of God to the special meetings and you used to want to be there.
Yeah.
Now you feel obligated. Some of you used to want to read the Word of God, but now you feel like it's just duty. There's no delight. Some of you used to want to get down and pray. Some of you used to want to come to prayer meetings. Some of you used to want to clean the church, cut the grass, do something for God. But you lost your want to.
Yeah.
Your want to's dead. It's dormant. It's dying. Amen. And this morning you need a resurrection. Arise again.
Amen.
What? Your want to. Some of you need to run to an old fashioned arm and say, God, get my want to back.
Amen.
I lost my want to.
Yes.
I endure the things of God.
Amen.
I will enjoy the things of God.
Amen. Good.
You need a resurrection in your want to this morning? Some of you used to want to. You know what some of you have become in this church? I used to be. You used to teach the Sunday school. You used to preach once in a while. You used to work through a church. You used to give. You used to participate in VBS. You used to go to youth camp. You used to do that. And now you're used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this morning, more than anything, you long to be what you used to be.
Amen.
But you're used to be. Why?
Because
you want to. Your want to dies, you're dead.
Right. Amen.
I'm telling you this morning, some of you need a resurrection and you want to. A resurrection. You got a resurrection this morning? Are you resurrected? Are you alive? Man, you got a glow. That man of God, when he came in there, he laid on that dead boy's body. And the body got warm. He laid on that body again, and that body came to life. Could you give somebody life? Huh?
Amen.
Or are you too dead to give life? This mama was down. She couldn't do nothing for that boy. She needed a resurrection. And some of you this morning, you need a resurrection when it comes to the Word of God.
Amen.
You need a resurrection when it comes to worship. A resurrection this morning. Listen, if some of you would just get your want to back,
yes.
Oh, what this church could be. Want to. when it comes to the sanctuary, the soul winning, the streets, the service, the seclusion, the secret prayer time. Get your want to back. Because when you lose your want to, you're going to have a hard time.
Right.
You're going to sit in them pews as you're going to sit there in them pews this morning as miserable as some as you look. Not just because I was preaching. I like to go to church when I get preached too. I sit on the front row and hope I get some spit, man. Amen! Want to! Look at 2 Corinthians in chapter 8. 2 Corinthians in chapter 8. Look over there in verse 3. The Word of God says, "For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we should receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God." Maybe you need a resurrection this morning when it comes to your willingness. Now, these people here in this passage didn't have much to give. They had nothing. They were poverty. Do you know what the first thing they did? They were willing to give themselves.
Yes. Amen.
God, you can have any. Now, once they gave themselves to the Lord, they didn't have a problem going around and giving to the saints.
Amen.
Some of you have a problem mowing a widow's grass around here because you haven't given yourself to the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Some of you have a problem helping some older man cut some wood because you haven't given yourself to the Lord. They gave themselves first to the Lord. Then they gave to others. Then they gave them money. They had a willingness to give themselves. I want to tell you what something you need this morning: a resurrection in your willingness.
Yes.
Not only a willingness to give yourself, though that's, if that would get fixed, if that would happen, everything else could fall in place. But maybe you're here this morning and you need a resurrection in your willingness to give up your sin. I guarantee here this morning that there is sin, secret sin, or sin in this church.
Yes.
I guarantee there's young men in here addicted to pornography.
Amen, brother.
Looking at it on a computer screen, magazines, on their phone. I don't know, but I bet you there's somebody addicted to pornography. Might be an older man. I'm talking about that thing you look up when everybody's going out of the house. You go in that room and you get on that site that
yes.
You wouldn't get on if the wife or mama or daddy or somebody else was there. I'm talking about willingness this morning to say, "God, that sin's got me by the throat.
Yes. Amen.
And I'm willing to give it up. I love it, but I'm willing to give it up.
Amen. Amen.
There's some of you in here, you spend so much time in Facebook and then and chat rooms and all that garbage, amen. You're so unspiritual, it's sick.
Yeah. Amen.
There's no blow of God on you at all. Why? Because that stinking, filthy, sin-sick sewer of a world sinking in its own sick slop has sucked the spiritual life right out of you.
Amen.
And I come to the house of God this morning and we're singing the sweet songs of Zion and I didn't hear too much shouting. For a church that's supposed to just have a week-long revival.
Yeah. Amen.
Because you need a resurrection in your willingness to give up your sin.
Yeah.
In a willingness to give up yourself. A willingness.
Amen.
Oh, God can do something with somebody that's willing. They were willing. Give up yourself. Give up your sin. How about giving up your stuff?
Yeah.
That stuff that keeps you from God. Amen.
Amen.
Some of you need to maybe lay a shotgun on the altar this morning. I'll pick it up and take it home. If I hunt rabbits once a year, it's a miracle for a day. That's to spend time with my boy. Some of you, this time of year, need to lay a fishing pole on the altar. It ain't about family. It's about you and your love for, because you're a fishing addict, amen. And it's gotten between you and being spiritual with God. Amen. Now, I could keep going. The snuff, the smoking, the strong drink. We all talk about that. But what about your stubbornness? What about your sacrilege? We need a resurrection. You know what some of you need to do this morning? Come to an old-fashioned altar and say, God, make me willing. Make me willing. I told my brother to do that just the other day. He's about to die probably, going out the same way Mama went out. No liver left. And I'm 40. I'll be 44 in August, so he's probably 40. Swelled up. Hard. Just sad. And I told him, I said, Jeff, you need to get on that altar. You need to tell God, God, I love that beer. I want to drink that beer. If I had money, I'd drink it right now. I love the taste of beer. I said, you need to get on the altar and tell God all that.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
God, I know that this beer is making me miserable. The people around me, I lost my wife, lost my kids because of this beer, lost everything I have because of this beer. God, I'm willing to give it up.
Yeah.
I love it. And some of you need to come to an old-fashioned altar and say, God, I love this, I love that, I love this, I love that, I love my pornography. Amen. I love my prescription pills. Amen.
Yeah.
God, I'm depressed. I'm stressed. God, I got problems. And I'm willing to give them to you. You need a resurrection.
Amen.
Why? Because you need relief. You need a resurrection when it comes to your walk with God. Galatians 5, 16, 25, 2 John 6, Romans 6, 4, 8, 1. A resurrection with your walk when it comes to your walk with God. God's people today walk so worldly. They walk as men, as the Bible puts it. They walk as men. We need to walk like the Master and with the Master, not walk like men. Some of you need a resurrection in your witnessing. It's been a long time since you told somebody about Jesus Christ. Some of you young people got people going to hell all around you at school, people going to hell all around you that you shoot hoops with or whatever you do with them, and they're going to hell and you ain't witnessed to them yet, and you need a resurrection. And I'm going to tell you this morning, I'll close, I'll leave all the other 25 out. Listen, I'm going to tell you this morning, because we've had enough. Listen, I'm going to tell you this morning something. God is waiting this morning at an altar for some folks like this woman who needed a resurrection. But you've got to get to the place where you want a resurrection.
Right.
Do you want it? Are you willing to work for it? Can I tell you it'd be worth it? What did you come to church for this morning? You need a resurrection in your worship. A resurrection in your want to, because you don't want to anymore. A resurrection in your willingness to give up yourself, your sin, some stuff. A willingness. This morning, God spoke to you. Now it's time for you to come and talk to God. Come on, heads are down, eyes are closed. God talked to you. It's time for you to talk to God. Come on now. Heads are down, eyes are closed, nobody looking around. God talk to you. You come talk to God and just say, God, I need this morning a resurrection. Maybe you need a resurrection when it comes to some wayward son, some worldly son, wicked son. Maybe you need a resurrection when it comes to your children. Maybe some of you young people need to get on older and just repent because you don't appreciate your mama. Maybe some of you need to go hug on your mama's neck. Maybe this morning you just need a resurrection of the Word of God. Maybe you need a resurrection when it comes to worship. Maybe some of you just need to say, God, maybe you need to come to an old-fashioned altar and say, God, I like my life. I'm living it for myself. Leave me alone. Boy, God can do something with somebody that's honest. He sure can. God spoke to you. You come to an old-fashioned altar. Worship. How's your worship this morning? Did you come in this morning thinking to yourself, whatever God tells me to do, I'll do it? Let me ask you something. You got a smile and a skip and a shout this morning? Or are you sad and sorrowful? Sleepy? A sleeping saint? The pew piano's playing, why don't you come? Say, God, I need a resurrection and worship. Maybe there's some of you here and you're a used to be. You need a resurrection this morning when it comes to your want to. You just say, God, I need a resurrection. I don't want to do these things that I used to do anymore. God, give me my want to back. My want to preach. My want to teach. Give me that want to back. My want to. Give me my want to. Maybe some of you mamas just need to come and say, God, give me my longing to be a want. Help me to want to be a good godly mother. More than anything. More than I want my job. More than I want a position. More than I want prestige. More than I want 401k. More than I want any of that stuff. God, this morning, help me to want to be that mother that you called me to be. Some of you mamas need to come up to an altar and just say, help me to want to be a mama instead of being a worldly woman. Oh, that'd be good for you this morning. Come on now. Some of you used to be. Why don't you come to an old-fashioned altar this morning and say, I want to be what I used to be. See, what happened when you left that place where you were a used to be is you left your joy there. You left your peace there. Got no joy, no peace, because you're a used to be. You need your want to back. Would there be any this morning that would just say, I'm willing. I'm willing to give myself and everything I have to the Lord this morning. Would you step in that plate and say, here I am, God. Take me wherever you want to go. Do with me whatever you want me to do. Here I am. I'm yours. The wife's yours. The kids are yours. I'm yours. We need a resurrection this morning when it comes to the willingness to give ourselves. Would there be any that would come and say, God, it's all yours? Had a big construction worker in Ohio come forward and stepped in a plate. All week long, I preached on submission all week. All week long, he's having a time. That last night, he got in that plate. I talked to him after the service for about a half hour, and he said, hey, I thought if I came and gave myself to God, God would tell me to sell my construction business. He says, and the more I listened to the preaching, the more I prayed about it, God said it's mine anyway. It's up to me if I sell it. Some of you scared to death to get in a plate and say, God, it's all yours. It would literally change your life if you do it. Some of you need a resurrection when it comes to your walk with God. Some of you ain't walking with God. Some of you holding hands with the world. Some of you young people, you're so stinking worldly. You need to come and get right with God this morning. Some of you, it's been a long time since you told somebody about Jesus Christ, and you need a resurrection and you're witnessing. God's waiting this morning for some folks that want a resurrection. Do you want one? You want to leave dead, down, despondent? Or do you want to leave with delight? Maybe you're here this morning, you snuck in, you're lost and undone and on your way to hell. Lost and undone and on your way to hell. So sick of your life, sick of your sin, sick of being empty. Needing help and you can't find it nowhere. AA can't give it to you. NA can't give it to you. The world's programs can't do it. The world's pills can't give it to you. Some of you addicted to muscle relaxers, got depression in your life. You're all messed up. Some of you need Jesus Christ. You're here this morning, you just be honest, say, I'm empty on the inside, scared to die, sick of my life, sick of my sin, not being saved, sick of, I don't want rotten religion, preacher. Well, I don't want it either, I ain't got it. I'm not talking about church membership, I'm not talking about baptism, I'm not talking about turning over a new leaf, not talking about giving your money or joining a church, not talking about praying a little prayer. I'm talking about you coming and trusting Jesus Christ. And God coming inside of that hollow place inside of you and filling it up and you being complete in Him and leaving this place full. Because you're empty. Here this morning, you say, "Preacher, heads are down, eyes are closed. I'm lost, sick of my sin, sick of my life, empty on the inside." You just slip up that hand right here, preacher. Right here. That's me. Lay in bed at night, scared to die. Come on, who is it? Some meth head could come left to center and crack your skull, and you could be in hell today. The Undertaker could be untying your shoes today. Your never dying soul would be in heaven or it'd be in hell, depending on whether or not you've been born again. Jesus Christ died on an old rugged cross. He was buried and he rose again the third day. And if you'll trust just Jesus Christ today, he'll save you from the hell that you most certainly deserve. Would there be one that would trust him today? Would there be one that would say, "I need to be saved. I want to trust Christ"? Any at all? You don't have to die and go to hell. You could be there this morning. You could be flopping around like a fish out of water in the flames of hell today, screaming, begging God for mercy, begging God to let you out. But you're not coming out because you left this place rejecting Jesus Christ. Anybody that way? One last question, I'll shut up. You're here this morning. No one looking around. You just be honest this morning and say, "Preacher, I'm here, I'm saved, I'm born again. But there are some things in my life shouldn't be there. I'm messing with some things I shouldn't mess with. I'm saved, but I'm not right with God, and I sure do need a resurrection in some areas of my life." Would you just be honest and slip up that hand? Come on. Hands all over the place. I appreciate that honesty. All over the place. All over the place. I appreciate that. I hope you'll do something with that. The fact that you raised your hand is a good thing. You can't get help unless you know you need it. Now do something with it. Get a resurrection.
Amen. Amen. Preacher was preaching there, and I got thinking about that. He's talking about worship and a resurrection of worship. The first time the word shows up in the Bible, it's in Genesis chapter 22. And the context is Abraham giving Isaac. He said, "I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again unto you." The context of worship was him giving his Isaac to the Lord. And a lot of folks I know with the charismatic movement and all this stuff, they got a different idea of worship. Ain't nothing wrong with shouting, amen. Ain't nothing wrong with getting happy. All that's good. All that's scriptural. But worship, amen, is giving yourself to the Lord. Well, I thank God for the message this morning. That was good. And I know there's, as we was coming near the invitation there, I know there's folks in here, I know one or more, that need to be saved. Now, we're glad you're here today. We're glad you're here. And we want you to know something. Now, this invitation's not over. The Lord still bids you to come. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest." I know he can. I know he will. The real question is, will you? If you're willing, he's able. And if you'll come to him, you'll never regret it. Boy, it's the best day of my life is the day that I came to know the Lord Jesus as my Savior. And I know, you know, there's different ideas and different opinions out there and all that stuff. Doesn't mean a thing. Doesn't mean a thing. The Bible says what it says. And you can't make the Bible say anything but what it says. And the Lord says, "Come unto me." You know what that means? That means he wants you to come unto him. Now, he's way up there. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. And the agent of salvation is the Holy Spirit. And by faith, you can approach him. All right? He's not out of reach. And everything that must be done for salvation's already been done. He provided the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but by him. And so we plead for you to be saved. We're not asking you to join the church. We're not asking you to get baptized. You don't have to give a speech. Amen. You know what being saved is? It's being delivered. It's being rescued. Right now the Bible says, now listen to me. If you've never been saved, listen to me. And you saints, you pray for these folks. The Bible says that you are abiding under the wrath of God. You know, you say, how is that consistent with the message that God loved the world? Well, the Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and you're without his son. That means you're outside. You're under the wrath of God. You're under the condemnation of God. And to know and experience the love of God, you have to know his son. He's extended his love. A lot of, I know we had a few years back, you know, this gay parade in Knoxville there, and they marched in the street singing Jesus Loves Me. You know why? Because they don't understand the idea, the biblical concept of the love of God. You want to know God's love, you come to know his son Jesus Christ. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And his love has been extended to you through his son Jesus Christ. If you say no to his son, you're saying no to his love. And that's where you're at. It does my heart no good to tell you that. But that is the Bible. And you need to be delivered. You need to be rescued. You need to be saved. Amen. That's not joining the church, amen? That's being delivered from damnation. God didn't make you to go to hell. And he didn't make hell for you. But if you die in your sins, that's where you'll go. That is where you will go, according to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't want you to go. The Lord does not want you to go. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And I hope that you'll come to know him before it's too late. Well, it's certainly a blessing. Folks, thank you for coming out today. And you know, the baccalaureate service tonight, and we got some folks that are graduating here in the church and some families that are going to be there, and we're going to honor that. Brother Chase Lay is going to be preaching the baccalaureate service. Please pray for him. Some of our young people are going to be singing there. Please pray for them. And it's a good opportunity for them to hear the word, the folks there in that environment, and for the name of Christ to be exalted. So please pray about that. We won't be having service tonight, but we're certainly thankful Brother Ankrum has come our way. He came a long way, and I hope it was worth it for him. It was worth it for us. Amen. That was good preaching. Did our church good. Did this preacher good. I thank God for his faithfulness to the word. And he's a preaching machine, but it's not just stability, amen. There's folks now that even approach the ministry for entertainment. They're looking for a preacher to entertain them. They've got away from the whole idea of what preaching really is. It's us sitting down and the lights coming on and those areas of darkness in our life being exposed to the light of the word of God and us responding, being corrected. You know, sometimes you got to be told, turn around. You're not doing right. You're not going the right direction. And then be instructed in righteousness. I thank God for preaching. And boy, woe be to the saints that have had their fill of it. And they're ready for this new style of whatever they call it. It's not preaching. I don't know what you call it. But this, self-improvement, self-help seminar stuff, that ain't going to help anybody. It ain't going to help anybody. It just kill you. It will ruin you spiritually. And I thank God for those that are still faithful to preach as God intended preaching to be done. And it was good to hear from Brother Ankrum today. All right, we'll go ahead and be dismissed in a word of prayer. Thank you for coming. Brother Jack Butts, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?